Passover begins this weekend as Jews prepare to celebrate the week-long holiday. For many, that involves hosting a Seder, the ritual meal commemorating the flight of the Jews from Egypt. It's also a busy time for stores selling Judaica, such as Seder plates. An increasing number of Jews who grew up with little religious training are looking for ways to reconnect with their roots. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Susan Kaplan reports.
Lenox, Massachusetts is in the heart of the Berkshire Hills. American flags wave outside storefronts, and sturdy houses reflect the essence of New England's Yankee ingenuity. Lenox is also the unlikely home of Concepts of Art, a store that sells only Judaica. Vivian Scheinman's worked at the store for 6 years.
I started as a customer and then became an employee, and over the years have seen this, I'd like to say evolution, but in some ways it's almost a revolution.
Inside the small shop, a table set for Passover displays Seder plates made of goldish-brown swirling glass and books with names like Matzah 101. There are baby gifts and brightly colored menorahs meant to pique a child's imagination, and cases of jewelry where traditional Stars of David are fashioned into whimsical and delicate silver necklaces and bracelets. Scheinman says new customers visit the store each week.
We have a bar and a bat mitzvah registry. Young people come in here to pick out presents for their friends. And now we're talking about teenagers. And then we have people who are getting engaged who come in here who put their name on a wedding registry.
There are also baby boomers who are Jewish by birth, but were raised in mostly secular households, like Joy Tejada, who grew up going to synagogue only a few times a year.
About 10 years ago, when I was in my mid-30s, I decided I wanted to be connected, wanted to learn about Judaism. My children were in a Jewish nursery school, and it began to resonate with me.
Tejada and her children are now regulars at Concepts of Art. She particularly likes ceramic and wooden mezuzahs, the small, cylinder-shaped objects that many Jewish families attach to their door frames, each containing a prayer reminding Jews to live a faithful life. Tejada's house is full of them.
Every time we walk through any of the doorways, we look at our mezuzah, and it means something to us. We come in here, we could take a bath in all the Judaica. We love it.
Tejada's enthusiasm is shared by a groundswell of young Jews returning to their faith. James Young, chairman of Judaic Studies at the University of Massachusetts, says it's significant that a generation of Jews who felt somewhat alienated from their religion are making a deliberate choice to reconnect.
It could be that within the absence of a kind of religious training and religious education per se, even perhaps in the absence of feelings of piety, and you know, religious feeling, that the objects of the tradition, the objects of the culture, have begun to assume a greater weight and significance and importance.
The increased interest in Judaica is hard to measure, but there are clear signs. The largest Judaica catalog, Chicago-based Hamakor, which bills itself as the source for everything Jewish, has increased its business tenfold in the past decade. And Judaica craft shows are bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. Many artisans say they can barely keep up with the demand fueled by customers like Joy Tejada, who today is looking at the Passover display at Concepts of Art, pondering her next purchase.
And it gives me such an incredible, joyful feeling to see my children doing what I wish I had done when I was their age. It's very meaningful to us to have a Jewish home.
Adorning the tables at many Passover Seders this weekend will be new Judaica used to celebrate old traditions. And if professors like James Young are right, it's a trend that bodes well for the religious education of future Jewish families. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan in Lenox, Massachusetts.